welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Let's start the year laughing with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Their comedy was popular on radio for 20 years with different sponsors from 1936 to 1956. This week we have 2 half-hour shows, both highlighting Edgar Bergen's alter ego, Charlie McCarthy's flirtatious nature. In the second episode, he courts guest star Marilyn Monroe. In this episode, Charlie welcomes his beautiful French pen pal with the help of Charles Boyer. And Mortimer Snerd welcomes the new year by trying to remember the months of the year. Enjoy The Charlie McCarthy Show with guest star Charles Boyer, first broadcast January 5th, 1947, on NBC.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you The Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Pat Patrick, Viola Bond, Red Engel, and our guest this evening, Charles Boyer. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Say, Ray, have you noticed that Charlie this evening? Why, he's just bubbling over.
Oh, really, Edgar?
Yes.
I say, haven't we better put a pan or something under him, you know? I
mean, no. I mean, he's all excited.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yes. You see, we're expecting a little visitor.
Edgar, again, oh, congratulations.
Oh, No, it's nothing like that. No, Charlie is excited because he's going to meet his little pen pal tonight.
Pen pal?
Yes, a little French girl.
Oh, from Devil's Island, no doubt.
Oh, no. The schools have encouraged the children here to correspond with children in foreign lands. Mm-hmm. And Charlie's been corresponding with a little girl across the Atlantic.
Oh, that's novel, isn't it?
Yes.
Writing over water now.
Yes, and she's visiting relatives in America now and is coming over to see Charlie tonight.
Oh, so I see. So that's why he invited me over to the house. I get it now.
Paris in the spring. Oh, tra-la, tra-la, tra-la.
Well, how are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm just so excited, Berg. I'm just so excited. I can hardly talk.
Yes? Or is it your cold? I don't know. It certainly is contagious because I got a Jew.
Yes.
Well, I was just telling Ray about your pen pal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I say, Charlie, now, are you really serious about this little girl?
No, not really. We'll probably just get married and have a few children, but I'm sure that's as far as it'll go.
Ah, yes, those French mamselles.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the one I met in Paris at a spa.
What spa?
A Ness spa. I just fling off things like that.
Yes, you should, too.
Like a bit of jewelry, eh, what?
Oh, it's a matter of opinion. Ray, as we say in French, why don't you scrannez-vous?
Oh, very well.
Oh, he got it.
Yeah.
Charlie, I was thinking, you don't speak French.
No.
Do you expect to carry on a conversation with her?
No. Just carry on.
I see. Yeah.
Do you understand all her letters?
No, but I understand that perfume she puts on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. So her letters are perfume.
Yeah. The postman always sniffs twice.
Well, is that one of her letters there in your pocket?
Uh-huh.
Well, look, Charlie. She's put the stamp on upside down.
Yeah.
That means love, doesn't it?
Well, either that or she was standing on her head at the time she stamped it.
Well, I think, Charlie, she's just a little crazy about you.
Well, match. Her letters are just full of l'amour, toujours l'amour.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
No, what is that?
That's French for hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And, Charlie, look, what are these X's at the bottom of the letter?
Well, it ain't algebra, Bud.
Kisses. Well, then I guess she really is interested in you.
Well, she asked me for a lock of my hair.
Yes.
So I sent it. No harm in that.
Oh, no. No, I've done that many times myself.
You didn't know when to stop, did you? Well, so long, Bergen.
Where are you going, Charlie?
I gotta go over to the house and get things ready for my little Parisian pigeon.
Have you provided suitable welcome for her? How about flowers?
Well, I'm dickering for some orchids.
Dickering?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You haven't actually bought them yet, have you?
No. But if the guy ain't at his flower shop tonight and the transom is open...
Yeah?
We close the deal.
Oh, I hear.
In honor of Charlie's eagerly awaited guest, Ray Noble and his orchestra play a medley of gay Parisian tunes. Coffee, you think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. It's that shade-grown flavor that makes Chase and Sanborn the big favorite it is. You taste it in every cup, in every sip. It's a bonus of sheer enjoyment. Yes, shade-grown flavor is impressive to taste, richer and more delicious, because it comes from finer coffees, slow-grown in tropical shade. That's the secret of its extra flavor, because growing time is flavor-making time. Constant sunlight may make coffee grow too fast and ripen prematurely. But when the growing process is slowed up, the coffee gathers more flavor every day. That's why these finer coffees are grown in the shelter of taller, leafy shade trees. That natural awning filters the sunlight, lets in just enough, gives the coffee beans a chance to mature fully and completely. That's where the shade-grown flavor comes from. Enjoy it every day. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Mortimer, salutations and New Year's greetings.
Well, thank you, thank you. I wouldn't know what to do with them, though.
No, how are you enjoying the new year?
The new year?
Yes.
What happened to the old one?
Why, it died last Tuesday.
Well, you don't say. Nothing serious, I hope.
No, no. You see, the instant the old year ends...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. The instant the old year ends, the new year begins.
It's a right nice arrangement.
Yes. Why, you should have known that it's 1947. Don't you ever look at your calendar?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, I get embarrassed.
Oh, you get embarrassed? What's the matter?
Well, there's a picture on it.
What is it?
Well, it's a picture of a bathing girl.
Now, listen, Barnaby. I'll explain the new year and the months in it.
Oh, thank you. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
E-O. I'm a cut-up.
Yeah, all right. First, there are how many months in a year?
Oh, that many, huh?
Yeah. We'll start at the beginning. What's the first month?
First month?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know. How about January?
No, thanks. I never touch it.
No. Now, the second month. Why do they call the month with only 28 days in it? What do they call the month that has 28 days?
Shorty?
No.
Oh. Go ahead and laugh and get it all over your face. Go ahead.
Now, please. Martimer, now, these people have come here especially to see you.
That's a heck of a way to start a new year. Yeah.
Now, what is the second month?
Let's see. I don't know.
You don't know. No. What comes before March?
Before March. Forward? Oh.
In school, didn't they teach you the verse about the different months? You know, 30 days, hath September, April, June, and November?
Well, sure.
Well, then, now say it.
Okay. Well, 30 days of September.
That's fine.
And all the rest I don't remember.
You're addle-headed.
No, I'm Mortimer-headed.
All right. Now start again. 30 days.
Well, 30 days I resemble April, June, bug, and October.
Go on.
All the rest have 91... Gosh, this poem's a son of a gun.
Mortimer, you're the most stupid person in the whole world.
Yep, that's right. When them what know stupidity best, it's Mortimer 2-1.
Lady Garden sings the lovely ballad, "You'll Always Be the One I Love."
You'll always be the one I love. Every hour, every day, every year. You'll always be the one I love. Through each smile, through each sigh, through each tear, my heart will feel the same old glow. Even though the stars may fade from above, I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. The one I love. My heart will feel the same old glow, even though the stars may fade from above. I promise there will be for me, you'll always be the one.
terrible. I forgot my house key. Now, how am I going to get in? Well, maybe Charlie's home already.
How do you do, sir? Whom shall I say is calling?
Why, Ray Noble, what are you doing in my house? And why are you dressed up in a butler's uniform?
Master Charles, sir, wants to impress his feminine visitor from France and desires to put on the canine.
Oh, I see.
Oh, dear, 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 another visitor. Good evening, sir. Announcing his matinee idolship, Mr. Charles Boyer.
Hello, Edgar. Edgar, what's the idea of the butler?
Oh, that's just Ray Noble.
Well, the people on your show really have to earn their money, don't they?
No, it isn't that. We're all sort of enjoying this romance of Charlie's with this little French girl. She's due here any minute.
Oh, so that's why Charlie wanted me to come over here.
Oh,
well, yeah. Ray, you're not going to outdo me. If you're going to be his butler, I will act as his interpreter and secretary.
You know, Mr. Boyer, I once had a relative who spent considerable time along the Riviera.
Nice?
No, actually, I think it was a nephew.
Raymond, I am here.
Oh yes, sir.
Oh, very good, sir. Announcing his Chase and Sanbornship, Master Charles McCarthy. <Yeah.
laughs> Oh, Mr. Boyer, it's so good to see you.
Thank you, Charlie. Your faithful interpreter awaits your bidding.
Yeah, well, now, if this girl turns out to be a slick chick, as we say, n'est-ce pas? I bid you not muscle in.
No, Charlie. I'll only act as your translator.
Yeah. Well, don't let my toujours l'amour take a detour.
Oh, come, come now, Charlie. Surely you don't think that I would like...
Oh, huh? Don't I? I've seen you in those pictures.
Oh, but that was all in fun.
Yeah. Some fun, eh, kid?
Anyway... It will be refreshing to meet someone from France. Tell me, is she a real Parisian?
Is she? Look at this letter she sent me. It's even perfumed. Smell it.
Mmm. Oh, yes, yes. The enchanting fragrance of Paris.
Yeah?
Onion soup.
Oh.
Well, let me read the letter, Charlie.
Yeah, I would rather you wouldn't, really.
Why? Huh? Is it personal?
Well, it must be. She was afraid to write it in English. But this last line here confuses me. Would you read? What does that say right there?
Let's see. Je ne vous envoie pas d'amour, je la porte avec moi. That means I do not send my love. I bring it avec moi. Avec moi means with me.
With me.
And avec lui means with him.
Oh. Well, what's with you?
Nothing. What's with you?
Yes. Wonderful. How do you know so much about the French language?
Oh, it's very simple. I carry a French dictionary.
Oh.
But, Charlie, you know, I'm anxious to meet this girlfriend of yours.
Yeah, well, I sure wish she'd come. I'm kind of nervous. Oh, Mr. Boyer, tell me something nice to say to her in French.
In French?
Yeah.
What would you like to know?
Well, I don't know, whatever you think. Let's pretend that I'm a beautiful French girl. Now, what would you say to me then?
Well, let's see. You are the French girl and I am the boy.
Yeah, but remember, no fraternizing.
No, Charlie, very well. Okay. Now, chérie, mon chéri, mon amour chéri.
Yeah, but tell me I'm pretty first, then I'll get you a glass of sherry.
Oh, what beautiful hair you have.
Yeah, it's wonderful what a henna rinse can do.
May I hold your dainty white hand?
Oh, monsieur, pourquoi?
Well, because it looks like a little white dove.
It does? Well, if it lays any eggs, they're mine.
Oh, mon petit chou. That means my little cabbage.
A little cabbage? You're supposed to teach me how to make hot love, not coleslaw.
Ah, chérie, come with me. Come with me to the... Well, that's funny. What's the name of that place?
The Casaba.
Oh, thank you.
Pardon me, Master McCarthy.
Yes.
Your friend read somebody or other, and his colleagues are out on the porch. They say that They're the musicians you hired from the Rat Sluggers Club.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. They're supposed to be out there now.
Yes. So, Charlie, you even thought of hiring the boys to play soft music.
Yeah.
Well, well, the girl will be helpless. Ah, you rascal, you.
Pardon me, Master yeah. Charles. They want to know if the cue for starting to play is still the word red.
That's right. When I say red, they're supposed to start playing.
Yes.
And tell them softly and romantically, too.
Very good, Master Charles. Announcing her Parisianship, Mademoiselle Yvonne Boulou. Woo, woo!
bonsoir, bonsoir, everybody.
Ooh la la, oui, oui, and wow. Oh, welcome, Yvonne. Did you have a nice bon voyage?
Oh, oui, oui. But I am so tired from the long trip. I just want to stretch my legs.
Yeah. Well, they look all right as they are. Eh, secretario?
Mm, oh, oui, oui, oui,
yeah,
oui, oui.
And who is this great big gorgeous skunk of a man?
If you don't mind, the word is punk.
Oh, please forgive me if I speak busted English. You are disappointed in me, no?
No, no, no. On the contrary, you are exquisite.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's a nice dress you're crowded into, too.
I am so very happy to be in this country. I hope I can cement relations between France and America.
Oh, wait, 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 wait. Cement makes you party, party.
Je suis tellement heureuse de vous voir et de rencontrer quelqu'un d'aussi charmant que vous.
Oh, gracias. I mean, donkey shine.
No. Tell me, Yvonne, are the Champs-Élysées still as gay as ever?
Yeah, and is the Eiffel Tower still leaning?
You mean Pisa Tower, Charlie.
I mean the whole thing.
Ah, but please, let us not talk about Terry. Let us talk about you.
Oh, you say the sweetest things, Yvonne. You are so beautiful.
Charlie, hadn't I better check with the boys about the music?
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. And red is the cue to play, you know, yeah. Now, where was I? Oh, Yvonne, you are as beautiful as a rose in bloom, and your lips are cherry red. I say your lips are cherry red. Red, red.
I heard you, I heard you.
Yeah, I know, but red didn't, yeah. You're red. That's it, yeah, that's good. Yvonne, you set my heart afire like a crepe Suzette. Your eyes sparkle like burgundy. Ah, my little fleur-de-lis, let me fill your arms with me. You are so lovely. Oh, my beautiful one. Hey, fellas. Hey, Red. Hey, Red. L'amour.
What has gotten into the orchestra?
Well, it certainly isn't music. Secretario, what's wrong?
I don't know. I think somebody tied a knot in the string section.
Yeah. Well, let's try it again. Ah, my little fleur-de-lis, your lips are as red as... as red as cherries kissed by the summer sun. Oh, they are as beautiful as...
Fran. Hold it, Red. Thank you, Fran. Fran, I'm Ursel Twing of the Peachy Pest Control Company of Eagle Rock. And they call me the Smiling Exterminator. Yes, and I'm here to rid your house of all those unwelcome little pests.
Well, let's start with you.
Yeah. Well, friends, I'm peddling pest control service and... Well, no, I'm not exactly peddling either because my bicycle has a broken sprocket.
My good fellow, don't you know you are interrupting your romance?
Oh, I am. Well, there's nothing I can do about a love bug.
It's quite clear to see there is no romance in your show.
But there is. I must say you're wrong. There is. There's nothing I like better than to hear the pitter-patter of little feet around the house, especially if they're mice's feet.
Why just take your little feet and patter out of here?
Well, it just so happens that I heard that remark, young man.
Well, so what?
Well, I do not like it, and besides, I have an appointment, and so I'll just take my little spray gun and flit. Goodbye, all.
Now back to work, if you can call this work. Ah, Yvonne, listen, babe.
No, Charlie. Huh? Let me show you. Yvonne, Charlie est beaucoup trop jeune pour vous. Vous seriez bien plus heureuse avec quelqu'un dans mon genre.
Vous avez raison. Je ne savais pas que Charlie était si petit. Qu'est-ce que nous attendons?
You will over my dead body.
I beg your pardon, Master.
Yes, Raymond?
Is it time to announce that you have 50 million in the bank, like I told you to?
Oh. 50 million? Oh, Charlie, you're so rich and so handsome. I do not deserve a boy like you.
Yeah. Well, who does?
I know a simple little peasant girl like myself would be much happier with your poor secretary, Monsieur Boyer.
Well, I like that.
So do I. Shall we go, Yvonne?
Yes. Au revoir, Charlie.
Oh, taking French leave, huh?
I'm so sorry. Well, I'll be seeing you, Chuck.
Yeah. Why, you double-crossing fugitive from the Casbah. You make me so mad I could see red. No.
It's so easy to get finer coffee, there's no reason for you to miss out. Just ask for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shake-grown flavor. So many people take that easy way to get finer coffee these days that Chasin' Sanborn is breaking all records, and shake-grown flavor explains it. There's more flavor there to enjoy. Naturally, more people enjoy it. More people are drinking Chasin' Sanborn today than ever before. Shake-grown flavor is the attraction. Everybody wants it. It's the richer, fuller, more satisfying flavor of finer coffees slow-grown in tropical shade. Longer growing time means more flavor-making time. That's where the extra goodness comes from. Don't eat another meal without it. Don't wait until mealtime to enjoy it. With food or alone, Chasin' Sanborn coffee with its shade-grown flavor makes the occasion by filling your cup with supreme coffee satisfaction. Remember, by the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chasin' Sanborn. Ask your grocer for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Right now, an unusual opportunity is open to the young women of America. The chance to enroll as student nurses, to train for a career in one of the nation's most respected and most promising professions. The pay is excellent, and the work inspiring. If you're between 17 and 35, in good health, and a high school graduate, apply at your nearest hospital or school of nursing. Take advantage of today's demand for competent nurses by enrolling now. Yours will be a lifetime of reward.
Be sure and listen next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will welcome as their guest, Edward Arnold. Charles Boyer will soon be seen in the Enterprise production Arch of Triumph. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. Fresh vegetable goodness is no problem for housewives who keep V8 vegetable juices in the refrigerator, because V8 combines the juices from a whole garden of fresh vegetables. Tomatoes, celery, lettuce and parsley, carrots, watercress, spinach and beets. All these vegetables are pressed and packed in a rush to capture every bit of that right from the garden freshness. V8's flavor has a delicious tingle, and yet there's only a whisper of added seasoning. The combination of the juices gives it that zesty goodness. That's why so many mothers let their children enjoy V8 with lunch or with an after-school snack. And that same tang and tingle is why V8, ice cold, wakes up your taste for breakfast. Why V8 is so tempting before dinner. So tomorrow, pick up a few extra cans of V8 at your grocer's and keep them in the refrigerator, ready to serve. Then let the family enjoy V8 whenever they wish, because there's a whole garden of fresh vegetables in every delicious sip. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web, with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have one of Marilyn Monroe's rare appearances on radio as Charlie McCarthy's fiancé. This is a hilarious episode, with the whole cast getting ready for the wedding. With comedy and music, you are sure to be entertained. You'll notice that Edgar Bergen is getting top billing again. The Edgar Bergen Show, with Charlie McCarthy and guest star Marilyn Monroe, first broadcast November 9th, 1952, on CBS.
Richard Hudnut, the Fifth Avenue.
Richard Hudnut of Fifth Avenue brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sterd, and Ray Noble in his orchestra. Brought to you, transcribed by Richard Hudnut, makers of scientific hair preparation. Tonight, our guest is Marilyn Monroe. Give your hair a beauty finish after your next shampoo. Here's how.
Rinse, lady, rinse. Treat your hair to Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. After each shampoo, each foam permanent too. It gives your hair a beauty finish. Beauty finish. Beauty finish. Rinse, lady, rinse. With Richard Hudnut Cream.
The magic conditioning rinse discovered by Richard Hudnut. After every shampoo, it makes your hair softer and so manageable. It gives your hair a beauty finish. Insist on the genuine Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, Edgar, are those rumors I've been hearing true? I mean, is Charles actually going to marry Marilyn Monroe?
That's correct, Ray.
Poor girl. Is she paying off an election bet?
Well, I can't understand it either.
Incredible.
Marilyn, my Marilyn, this is the day that we will wed.
Oh, yes.
Hello, you poor losers, you.
Yes. Darling. So you're going to give up single bliss for a ball and chain?
Yeah, yeah. And being chained to Marilyn is really going to be a ball.
Dolly, do you think that you're ready for marriage?
Ready? Ready, man?
Yeah.
I kicked a hole in the starting gate.
Oh, I... I say, there, Charles, old chap, I've heard about you and Marilyn Monroe, and... May I tender my gratuitous felicitations upon the advent of your nuptials?
Well, I don't think it... what does that mean?
I wish I were in your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, boy, you must have some British blood in you.
Well, make you say that.
Well, you certainly did Piccadilly.
Oh.
Excuse me, old chap, I just got carried away, you know.
Yeah. Keep it up and you will be. Yeah. You know, Ray, this is quite a step that Charlie is taking.
Oh, yes, rather.
And I would like to ask you, Ray, what do you think of marriage?
Well, Edgar, you know, I think it's one thing that every husband and wife should have in common.
Oh.
Of course, Charles, I still can't understand why Marilyn Monroe picked you.
I don't know what she sees in me either. Besides, good looks, charm, talent, and personality, that's about all I got.
Yeah. Well, what do you two have in common? I mean, when you're together, what do you talk about?
Who talks? you one thing. She's not only beautiful, but she's intelligent, too.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you like her IQ.
I like her whole alphabet.
You like her.
From A to wow.
Yeah, all right. I know, Charlie. Well, you know, it won't be the same around the house without you.
No. Well, don't you worry, Bergen. With me gone, you won't be able to keep the house long enough to notice the difference.
Now, tell me something, Charlie. Will you miss me?
Miss you?
Yes.
Well, on days when I haven't anything else to do, I'll try. Yes.
At least you will write to me
every week, Bergen.
Promise?
Bergen, would I lie to you?
Well, you usually do.
Well, there's your answer.
Yes.
Well, don't feel so bad, Bergen. You can be best man at the wedding.
Oh, by the way, Charles, will your marriage be an afternoon or an evening affair?
Oh, we expect it to last longer than that. so long, everyone. See you at the wedding. Oh, do not forsake me, oh, my darling. On this I wait.
Here are Ray Noble, the orchestra, and our quartet to bring us The Live Oak Tree.
A book of verses underneath the bough,
a loaf of bread, a jug of wine and thou.
That's a version of a kind of excursion I'd enjoy with you right now.
The book of verses never would be read,
and we could do without a loaf of bread.
And it would suit me fine without the jug of wine,
if I got a little love instead.
When I'm with you,
and you're with me,
it's great to be alive beneath the live oak tree. When I'm with you, and you're with me, it's beautiful to hokey dokey, deep the yoke, it's okey doke.
And this, my dear, is also true. It's great to be alone when I'm alone with you.
We climb a hill to the very top,
an acorn drop.
The whole day through, we're on our own, with only Mother Nature for a chaperone. The birds will buy the music and we have a song, and it's all for free.
When I'm with you,
and you're with me,
and we're beneath the live oak.
Mortimer.
Yeah.
Have you heard the big news?
Yeah. My cat just had kittens. Poor thing, she's awful disappointed, too.
Oh?
She wanted pups.
Oh, she wanted pups. Well, that wasn't the news I was talking about.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, yes. You know, Marilyn Monroe and Charlie are getting married.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Why?
Yeah, well,
you know, when people get married, they get married because they're in love.
Oh.
So, yeah. Seems like there ought to be an easier way out of that.
Yeah. Well, you know what marriage is.
Yeah, it's, seems to me it's a friendship that gets all messed up in it.
No, no. I hate to say it, but Charlie and I are saying goodbye.
Saying what?
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, goodbye, goodbye. Yeah. I'll see you later.
No, not you.
No.
You see, I want you, Mortimer, I want you to fill Charlie's shoes.
Yeah? Yes. What do you want me to fill them with?
No.
The wedding joke?
No. I want you to take Charlie's place.
Oh, I see. Oh. You want me to marry Marilyn Monroe?
No, on the show. Oh, yes. Just think, then, you'll be known as the partner of Edgar Bergen. Does the name Edgar Bergen mean something to you?
Oh, yeah. Whatever became of him?
No. Right now, we have to get ready for Charlie's wedding. Now, Mortimer, you're invited.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to watch your manners. I want you to put your best foot forward.
You mean the one with the six toes on it?
Yeah, that's right. When people speak to you, you should say, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that clear?
Yeah.
You mean yes, sir, don't you?
Yeah.
Can't you say anything but yep?
Oh, yes, sir.
Ah. Now, isn't that better?
Yep.
Yeah, that.
Want to go around again?
No, I don't. Now, another thing, Mortimer. You know, clothes are very important at a wedding.
I'll wear some.
Yeah, I know you will, yeah. How do you think you'll feel in a top hat and white tie?
Kind of chilly.
Yeah. I'll have to rent a dress suit for you. Now, let me see. I'll need some measurements.
Yeah.
Yes. What are you around the waist?
Oh, ticklish. Ticklish.
And how about your sleeves? Do you want 34 sleeves?
No, I think two ought to be plenty.
Of it, the measurements. Where do you want your sleeves to come to?
Well, to me. To you, yeah.
Would you describe yourself, Mortimer, as tall or short?
Well, I'd say I'm tall on one end and short on the other.
Now, about the trouser length.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah. How long are your legs?
Well, starting from which end?
Well, I... What I want to know is, how long will you want your trousers?
Well, just till the wedding's over.
Yeah, I know. You don't seem to understand, Mortimer. Don't you see, if I have your exact measurements now, you'll get a better fit in the end.
Well, I was hoping it'd fit good all over. Oh, yeah.
Now, Mortimer, we'd better hurry, because I'm sure you'll want some of that wedding cake.
Well, what?
Well... You know, they say if a girl sleeps with a wedding cake under her pillow,
yeah,
that she'll get a husband.
Oh. Well, that ain't what you get.
Oh, it ain't nosy.
You don't get that at all.
Uh-huh.
I tried it. Oh, you did, yeah?
What did you get?
Ants.
Bergen, what was that?
Oh, that's a tom-tom, Charlie.
Oh, a tom-tom?
Yeah. You know Charlie has skin stretched over a drum head.
Oh, don't be sensitive, Bergen. Oh.
Those drums are sending a warning, Charlie, to every woman listening. When you give yourself a home permanent, be beauty-wise and neutralized. If you skip the neutralizing step, you're running the risk of hidden hair damage. The chemical action of all cold wave permanents should be stopped completely at the right time. That's why Richard Hudnut gives you, first, the neutralizer to safely restore your hair's natural springiness. Then, the famous neutralizer booster to lock in your wave so it stays lovely even in damp or rainy weather. Neutralizing takes so little time, makes such a big difference. Remember the warning. And remember, Richard Hudnut. No other home permanent method guarantees you longer-lasting, softer, more natural-looking curls in a shorter time. Be beauty wise. Buy a Richard Hudnut Home Permanent. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you have grown up with Charlie McCarthy, and I'm sure you wouldn't want to miss his wedding. So come with us to the little wedding chapel where the ceremony is about to be held. And now, while we're awaiting the arrival of the bride, let's listen to the choir as they sing.
You will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about certain things.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
No, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that you must understand that single life is not like married life.
Well, I should hope not.
You've heard, of course, about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, I never could figure out what they had in common. It's like a clumsy sort of a match to me.
Well, you've seen the bee go from flower to flower collecting pollen.
Yeah.
Do you know the result?
Hay fever?
No. Now, Charlie, you're not making this easy for me.
Sweat it out, Bergen. Sweat it out.
Well, let's forget about the birds and the bees. Let's take people.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that... What I'm trying to say, Charlie, is that girls...
Yes, Bergen?
Girls... Well, girls aren't boys.
No. You've ruined everything.
What do you mean?
Now, Marilyn and I will have to go on separate honeymoons.
Oh.
Charlie, all I'm trying to tell you is what I'm trying to explain to you. I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe!
I'm here!
You look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Oh, who can blame it?
Charlie, would you mind if I kept on working?
Well, now, Marilyn, let's get this straight. I wear the pants in this family.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I make around $50,000 a year.
Oh, you do? Well, now, you might look good in slacks.
Yeah, that's better.
Where's Marilyn Monroe? I'm from Look. Look.
Look magazine?
No, I just want to look.
I'm worried, Charlie. The crowd outside. My fans seem to object to this marriage. I don't know why. I'm just a woman.
I know, but you're so good at it. Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie, just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. Playing our song. I think they've enlarged the orchestra.
This is it, Charlie.
Roger. Synchronized wedding ring.
All right, Charlie. We go first.
Yes.
Stop the wedding! Stop the wedding! Charlie, old boy. Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. Look at that mob outside. They'll tear you limb from limb.
Let me see. Good heavens, they're carrying signs.
Yes, look at that one. He says, take the Washington Monument, but leave us Monroe.
There's another one. Things were looking better and better, but you took our girl and left just a sweater. Oh.
Yes, and Charlie, it's not only here. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes.
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here's Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. And now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. She's getting married, oh dear. Well, this is for you, Marilyn. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. Your mother was crying, your father was crying.
His strings are getting soggy. Turn him off.
I'll try this station,
yeah,
sir.
Good evening, Mr. North America and all you broken-hearted sailors at sea. Whack! The Russians are trying to steal the blueprints for Marilyn Monroe. And here's a personal message to Charlie McCarthy. Why, you little pipsqueak, you. I happen to know that your family tree has a knothole in it. And further, Furthermore, Congress is passing a law to prevent Marilyn from marrying anyone until she's 50. This will be known as the new Monroe Doctrine.
Turn him off.
It
can't
I'll
be
try.
True, can it, Marilyn?
I'll try one more station.
Yes, I will.
Stand by now for the shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with his marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Shut that thing off.
Charlie, there's only one thing to do. Let's elope.
Elope. Okay, Marilyn. Las Vegas, here we come.
Well, this is the only place open in Vegas now. I guess it'll have to do.
Yeah, look at that sign. All night weddings, $5. Reduce rates if you play our slot machines.
Come on, let's go in.
That must be the justice of the peace. Hello, I want to get married.
Fine, have you got a girl?
Yeah. I'm going to marry him.
Him? That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
What do you mean?
Who ever heard of getting hitched to a hitching pole?
Look here, loose and quivery.
But we'll start the ceremony now. You take her hand.
There.
Okay, you two know the rules.
Rules?
Oh, I'm sorry. I also referee prize fights. How do you, Miss...
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe? Miss Monroe, I happen to be a bachelor of very steady habits. And if you could...
Wait a minute. Do you think you can take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
And do you, Marilyn Monroe, take... Holy smokes, I'm getting married here.
Get on with it, boy. We'll be late for our honeymoon.
Oh, no.
I came here to marry Charlie.
Well, why take him when you can have this great big bundle of joy all for your own? I may not be young, but I'm still cooking with gas.
Certainly got the pot for
you. Got the pot for
it. Listen, nothing
Oh, I wish I was dead.
Listen, nothing can make me change my mind. So will you please go on with the ceremony?
All right. Young man, let me see your license, birth certificate, physical test.
Yeah, here they are. All the stuff is right there. Mm-hmm. Ah, ah. That's the nastiest I ever heard.
Young man, I can't marry you. In fact, no one can marry you. Look at the result of your physical test.
What does it say?
No blood.
No blood?
No, just sap.
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment.
Shine, shine.
Your hair can really shine if you know the secret. And the secret's in every bottle of Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo. You can see the shine right in the bottle. And after one shampoo, you'll see the shine in your hair.
Shine up your hair.
The difference in Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo is this. It's made with real egg formula. You know that egg is a natural beautifier for your hair. And scientists agree about that. Richard Hudnut shampoo with real egg formula makes even dull, dry hair shining clean, shining bright and beautiful. Get the shampoo with shine in it. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
Wait a minute, Mr. Baldwin. Here I am again. I brought you a new batch of eggs for that Hudnut shampoo.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mortimer. Yeah. But look, one of these eggs is so much larger than the others. Why is that?
Well, one of my hens is an awful show-off.
Oh, Mortimer.
Now, here's Edgar Bergen. I would like to thank Marilyn Monroe for helping us to have so much fun tonight. Until next Sunday, then, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Slade, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Richard Hudnut of Fifth Avenue, every Sunday over the CBS radio network at the same time. The voices of Gabriel Heater, Arthur Godfrey, Walter Winchell, and Winston Churchill were played by Dave Barry. Marilyn Monroe appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of the Daryl F. Zanuck Technicolor production, The Snows of Kilimanjaro. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce. This is Bill Baldwin speaking.
Thank you now for the Playhouse on Broadway, which follows immediately on most of these same stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. And we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.